Good morning. It's Morning Edition on 90.9 WHYY at 7:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. When you have a moment today, look up Martha Graham Cracker. She's the saucy, hairy-chested, evening gown-wearing comic alter ego of Philadelphia actor Dito Van Reigersberg. Under the banner of the Martha Graham Cracker Cabaret, Martha and her band perform cover songs with drag queen body good humor.
Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?
When Dito Van Reigersberg performs as Martha next week, the show for the first time will be enhanced with accommodations for people with disabilities. I recently spoke with the actor about this landmark performance. I also reached out to Charlie Miller. He's with Art Reach, which helps organizations provide accessible cultural experiences. Dito was fresh off a David Bowie tribute performance during which he sang Bowie's The Man Who Sold the World. He did it up-tempo, like a klezmer number.
It felt like an Eastern European, like, freak-out song.
Sing it, baby. Seriously.
You want me to sing
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
What's the chorus? Oh, no, not me. I barely... I'm forgetting the words. You're face to face with the man who sold... And I was like... So we took this Bowie song and we made it into its own party.
Charlie, how does one follow that with accessible accommodation?
Sure. So I know. I was just thinking about.
There's the klezmer. There's the clapping.
Right. So we're doing American Sign Language. People who are visiting Fringe Arts, you know, from the deaf community, are going to get all of Martha and everything that she's saying. Doing an audio description for blind and low vision individuals. You're not interpreting. You would just be describing. You know, man in a wig, hairy shoulders. Convulsing on stage.
That was a very good example of something that could happen.
Right.
I think it's all wonderful. But are you feeling, Dito, that this is going to change the way you perform?
I'll just probably be a little bit more self-conscious about like what I'm improvising is being mediated by various interpreters. But I'm kind of excited about that.
This show specifically, we're huge fans of Martha Graham Cracker and we love Fringe Arts, so it's sort of a perfect marriage in the moment. And it came from me and another staff member, Jenny Layden, saying everyone should have access to Martha. So in what ways can we like pull down those walls? And also when Martha is running around like a crazed person and like jumping on a guy's lap and pulling her tulle skirt over the head of a patron.
Which has happened.
I have seen it. That should be described to somebody who may not be able to see it.
Now, how do you cast for the accommodators, like the American Sign Language person or the person who's typing in real time?
We've hired Hands Up Productions, who specifically works in a theater setting more often than not as ASL interpreters. Mm-hmm. The audio describer is actually my employee, Angela Wang. And then we're using DHCC, which is the Deaf Hearing Communications Center, for the CART captioning. So we know who to go to specifically to really fully realize Martha full access.
Mm-hmm. Martha, mm-hmm. Dito. I get confused sometimes.
Yeah, I do too.
Are you concerned some of the audience folks aren't really going to get a fair assessment of what you're doing?
I'm not so worried about that. I feel like people take away what they take away. People.
What?
I just feel like, that flirtation is the universal, is a universal language.
So would it be in caption flirts, or will there be some details here?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it'll just be like,
who knows?
Indescribable flirting is happening.
But I don't know. Unless you say that. No, that actually won't be. It'll be what Martha's saying will be, up there. It's sort of the job of the person that's getting the accessible accommodation to interpret for themselves. Oh, yeah. That's flirting.
Charlie, through ArtReach, you envision the serving of more people with disabilities and people who find arts too expensive. What do you make available to help low-income patrons?
We have access admission. So if you have an access card, you can visit one of 33 sites for $2 a person and take 3 other people with you. And then we work with institutions or companies like Fringe Arts. We're basically going to be giving away tickets to the Martha show so that more people can come and actually enjoy a Martha performance.
And I suppose the pool of ticket buyers expands when there are accommodations. But that said, are accessible accommodations expensive for theaters and other performance spaces?
To be completely honest, up front, when you commit to accessible accommodations, the moment that you sort of see the contract in black and white and what it costs. It's a decision that we really want to do this. It's also the law from a federal standpoint. It's part of the American with Disabilities Act. Once you commit to that, though, you start bringing in people from the disability community who want to see the show and want to pay for those accommodations. And then you end up seeing the reward over, you know, over time.
And Charlie, you're going to lead this. Perhaps it's the Fringe Arts Building's front of the house staff is going to have an etiquette training before the Martha Graham Cracker performance. What's key to that etiquette training?
The number one thing I do is I remove the word handicap from everyone's language. Okay. It comes from the idea that the only thing that people with disabilities are good for is begging with a cap in their hand. That's where the word comes from. So we remove that and we start using people first language. So a person with a disability, a person who uses a wheelchair, a person who is blind or low vision, things like that. Mm-hmm. And once you empower people with that people first language, the rest of the training actually just flies by magically.
Actor Dido Van Rijsselberg, Rijsselberg, along with Charlie Miller of ArtReach. For more on the Martha Graham Cracker full access show on Monday night at Fringe Arts, go to fringearts.com.